Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? Today, we're diving into another player preview, this time featuring Precious Achiuwa. If you're new here, we're breaking down every player on the current roster, so make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Excited to get into Precious's game and what he will bring to the squad in 2024-2025. So let's jump right into it. Chris, Precious Achiuwa came in the trade with OG Anunoby. Really did not know what to expect from Precious. And boy, oh boy, did Precious Achiuwa become a fan favorite. Surprised me, surprised a lot of Knicks fans. Stepped up when he needed to and provided us a much needed body at the time when we were down all of these injuries.
Yeah, Precious was huge for the Knicks. I mean, look, he came in, you know, obviously came along with OG Anunoby. You didn't really expect too much from Precious, especially the way his career was going in Toronto. You know, he was kind of just lingering around over there. But, you know, young guy, nonetheless, came in. And initially, he stunk it up, man. He looked terrible out there. You know, I still remember he got a few minutes. He got benched. And then it was like a couple games where you just did not even see Precious on the court whatsoever. And a lot of people took that as, hey, that's it. It's over for Precious. The experiment is over. You're never going to see him. Once you hit that bench when it comes to Tibbs, it's a wrap. But he proved us all wrong and ended up being a key piece for us. Like you mentioned, we had a lot of injuries, and Precious came in and did amazing for us, you know. And I'm excited to have him back.
It's funny you say that. I remember the few games where he came in and he was just terrible around the rim, and just defensively he was even bad. But like you said, he quickly, you know, took that upon himself, worked out in the gym, worked behind the scenes, worked with the coaching staffs, and really turned it around. Look, Precious was considered a throw-in, right? I mean, it was just the OG Anunoby trade, but it quickly became like the OG Anunoby. No, it's the OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa trade. Just amazing season from Precious. He made the most of his opportunity too, averaging seven and a half points a game on 52% shooting, 7.2 rebounds and one assist in 24 minutes across 49 games with the New York Knicks. So the Knicks signed him this year to a 1-year $6 million deal. And remember, it took quite some time for the New York Knicks to get him signed and sealed and delivered. But ultimately, I was happy that they brought him back, and because we actually, like, you just needed that, you know, solidify that backup forward center position, because when we lost Hartenstein, it was like, okay, we got to bring Precious back at least, and then we just go from there, because, you know, otherwise, I mean, where do you go from there, right? So, look, what I loved about Precious last year is he gained the trust of Thibs. Like there were times last season where Precious would be getting yelled at from Tom Thibodeau, and you know, sometimes you got to block that stuff out, and Precious did that, and you know, it just tells me he's a learner, and he's another one who's bounced around the league: Heat, Raptors, Knicks, and I feel like he's finally found a home in New York and full circle. Played in the Bronx, so.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I mean, look, I think he made it clear that he wanted to be here, and look, he played his part beautifully, in my opinion. You know, he took advantage of the injuries, showed what he can do once he got a second chance, and he became a tips guy just like that, almost like overnight, basically. You know, one thing that surprised me a lot about Precious is, you know, obviously, you know, you were going to get that tough, hustling type of guy, but he's actually able to guard more than just a five or a four. You know, he can slide over and guard a three. He has very quick feet, and he surprised me with his rim protection, especially late in the season. Yep. I mean, he was filling in for Mitch at times, that he was filling in for Ihar at times, and it was like we didn't miss a beat. You know, Obviously, it's hard to cover for those guys for a long extended period of time, but Precious showed that he can fill in, you know, in spots when it came to holding down the center position and the backup power forward spot. So, like you said, it took a while to get him signed, whether that was, you know, other potential deals probably trying to be worked on or whatnot. You know, I'm just glad that at the end of it, we ended up with Precious, somebody who knows our system, somebody who we can depend on, and, you know, someone who's still young and growing, in my opinion, and can add more to his game.
Yep. Yep. He's so precious. I remember I used to tweet that on Knicks Nation, and people used to be like, no, don't tweet that. He's so precious. But he's precious, man. Precious is precious. Look, a couple of contract details. So he waived his Bird veto rights. So it says here, typically a player on a one-year deal can block a trade, but by Precious waiving this right, Achiuwa is now eligible to be dealt later if necessary. So it's a very team-friendly contract. You can add it on to another deal in case you have another deal lined up, but we're not talking trades now. But, I mean, that's why the New York Knicks signed him to, you know, 1 year, $6 million, and Precious waived that right. So he can't block a trade, so he can be traded later on. I thought that was a little bit interesting, but, you know, I guess Precious is like, look, you guys are going to sign me to 1 year, $6 million. I'm not really getting any offers. I mean, he was rumored to go to a couple of teams, but nothing really transpired. So ultimately, Precious is back with the New York Knicks. So anything you wanted to say on that little wrinkle that he waived his Bird veto rights?
I just think, you know, I don't want to say that maybe there's some sort of handshake deal there with, you know, hey, you know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Worst case scenario, we'll find you another spot or something like that. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think in this case, it was just two parties that needed each other, right? Yeah. Obviously, Precious wanted to be signed to a team, and obviously the Knicks had a glaring hole in the backup center position. Also power forward, if you're really thinking about it at the time. So I just think it was a perfect fit. You know, why not bring Precious back and at a good deal? And that's possibly why it took so long to get that done in the first place. Simply because a lot of other guys were coming off the board and, you know, Precious was like, hey, what about me? So,
yeah,
they found common ground and got something done.
Yeah, Precious was like Deuce last season for me, Chris. He really became one of my favorites on the team. There was a stretch in January, February-ish. I forgot the exact stretch where he was playing incredible. I even made a YouTube video about, you know, the unsung hero. I mean, he was getting post-game interviews with Rebecca Harlow and fans were chanting his name, and it was just an amazing stretch run for Precious that he had due to all these injuries, especially when OG and Obi went out. You had Mitchell Robinson go down. You don't know what to expect from Precious Achiuwa, and here comes this guy from Toronto. You don't really know anything of him other than he's just been a good, solid power forward in this league. He really hasn't really found his footing. Then he comes to New York. He shows you defensively is where he shines. Offensively, at times, he's okay. You know, he's not great. But, you know, he could shoot the corner threes. We see him working on his three point shot this summer. And I'm curious to see if the New York Knicks are actually telling him, look, we want you to take and attempt more threes this season. And your corner three from last season, I think, was 35% from corner three. For a power forward, that's pretty good. That's decent. Not terrible. Right?
Yeah. So that's not terrible at all. And honestly, that's what, like you mentioned, he's working on that as per his workout videos, you know, that everybody seems to have around this time.
Yep.
But I think so. I mean, we saw it late last season too, right? We saw Precious, you know, sliding over to that corner and kind of spacing the floor a bit. Granted, they didn't really go down the way we'd want them to, but maybe that's something the Knicks want him to work on this offseason. And hopefully, like you mentioned, 35%, I'll take that. But what if he does a little bit better? That's just icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, and those videos have shown him working on his corner three. So maybe that goes up to, I don't know, 38, 39. That's you know, asking a little bit too much from him. But, you know, defensively is where, you know, I remember a few times – during the playoff run, especially versus the Philadelphia 76ers, Chris, where there was times when remember, Precious stepped up for us. There were times where we were calling for Precious to defend Embiid rather than Isaiah Hartenstein, because Hartenstein was having trouble defending Embiid. And there was a game where Precious came in. I forgot what game it was. And then the next game, we didn't utilize him. He didn't play. I think it was game three where we didn't really utilize him or play. I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about. That was the game where Embiid was just hitting three after three on Iheart, because Iheart was just playing a little bit too far back and couldn't recover in time.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes. So, yeah, we all remember that. And there was a time in that series where Precious had some good moments, including a box out tip back off a missed free throw, essentially sealing the game for the New York Knicks. That was super underrated. I posted a video on the Knicks Nation account. And it's just little things like that where Precious excelled at. The basketball IQ in those huge moments were there for Precious Achiuwa. You could tell he has some high basketball IQ in those big moments. I mean, sometimes, you know, obviously in moments where he didn't have high basketball IQ. I mean, I'm not talking about those moments now. I'm talking about the high intensity playoff basketball atmosphere where you want to rely on a guy like Precious. So I think it was essential for the New York Knicks to bring him back. And I'm happy that they did. Now he's back, 2024-2025 season. Like we've been saying, I mean, if Mitchell Robinson's not healthy, if Julius Randle's not healthy, Precious would just slide into the starting lineup. And you can kind of use him in many different ways. I mean, he could fit with many different lineups. And a lineup in particular that he fit in with was Brunson, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Precious, and Jericho Sims. We said that during the Jericho Sims episode. That was a good lineup for the New York Knicks. 125 points per possession. No offense, rebound rate was 50%, which is pretty good, Chris. So, yeah, I'm just expecting more of the same from Precious. Obviously, we have a different bench look. So, it's going to be kind of weird coming out the gate. Not weird, but, you know, kind of intriguing coming out the gate. All these different lineups that Tom Thibodeau can play with, you know. So, I mean, I'm excited for Precious this season. Are you expecting anything different, or are you just expecting the same Precious, the gritty iron player that Knicks fans love?
I'm expecting more of the same, but just more polished, you know, with maybe a few more wrinkles, like we mentioned, some more corner three attempts. But, you know, going back to basically what Precious is for us, like you mentioned, he's versatile, like, he can be that backup power forward, and you can also stick him in the backup center spot. And I think that's kind of like the mantra of this team. You know, it's just a lot of players that are not really tied to one specific position, right? You got a lot of guys that can kind of move around from spot to spot. And that's why I think it's going to be exciting, you know, once this season begins, just to see the different types of lineups that we can throw out there. And I think Precious is going to be huge when it comes to that regard, because, like you mentioned, Julius Randle, we're not sure of his status. Mitchell Robinson, also, again, still not sure. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be ready? And in that aspect, you know, Precious becomes huge. Precious, you know, Hook Porty, Jericho Sims, all those guys might see minutes, you know, might see early minutes when it comes to this season. But I'm glad we have Precious simply because, again, he's someone who proved himself, you know, started off pretty badly, made up for it, and like you mentioned, became a fan favorite, you know. So I'm expecting more of the same from Precious with maybe a little bit more shooting, because I think he has more to show on that side.
I hope so. That's music to my ears. I hope if Precious Achiuwa can come in and shoot a little bit more, gain the trust of Tom Thibodeau in terms of shooting. We saw it a little bit. Why did the game just come to me where, you know, we were in Toronto and he annihilated his former team, dunked on somebody? And look, that's Precious, man. I mean, one of my favorites, one of our favorites for sure. We even saw him walking lions this summer, which is, I'll put it on the screen here. I mean, but walking lions, enjoying summer. Shout out to Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, that right there just puts a cap on it. That's Precious Achiuwa in a nutshell.
For sure. So look, that was Precious Achiuwa, more of what we've been seeing. I'm hoping for a great season from Precious Achiuwa, and you know, it's going to be really interesting watching all of these lineups, Precious aside, about how Tom Thibodeau and the coaching staff can, you know, figure out these lineups. But like we've been saying, it all relies on the health of Julius and Mitchell Robinson. But Precious Achiuwa fan favorite, happy he's back, and I'm expecting bold prediction for Precious Achiuwa. Chris, we've been talking about 3-point shots, so I'll give my little bold prediction. I predict that he's going to take more threes and hit 40% from the corner threes. Ooh. That's my prediction.
All right,
we can do it, Precious. Come on, let's go.
Let me see. Where would it go with Precious? I'll say Precious Achiuwa will become the primary backup big at the center spot for us this season.
Oh, okay. Tom Thibodeau like to play him behind Julius Randle when Randle was healthy, but then Randle got hurt. Then, you know, Precious was all over the place. So it's going to be intriguing for sure. Precious Achiuwa, 2024-2025 season preview. That's a wrap for Precious Achiuwa. Appreciate every single one of you once again. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.